The past rarely comes for us politely. She springs out from a half-seen face in the street, assaults us in a once familiar hall. A sudden visitor. Not so much knocking at the door as smashing a fist through the frosted pane. I raised the teacup to my lips, turned the newspaper page, and there she was. Her amber eyes turned to black, and somewhere the scent of decaying flowers. Only later, after I had swept up the shattered china, did I realize why I had not spotted the obituary at once. 25 years ago, the dictator's wife would have commanded the cover. Now she had been bumped to page 3. That day, however, glancing at the far bank, he felt uneasy. 5 girls were waiting there, old Joseph Mansfield's granddaughters. At first, through mottled glass, the girls looked odd to him, changed somehow. Pale faces lined up in a row, like petals roughly shaken from a rosebush. Wild, inhuman, not girls at all. 5 drifts of snow. 5 fallen moons. When they required him, people usually gestured from across the river. But the girls did nothing. They stood completely still.